早晨好，这是中女中女节。
If you did not receive a bulletin, please raise your hand, and the ushers will be sure to give you one if you did not receive one.
若是你们手里没有单张，你们可以举手，后面的弟兄姐妹可以给你们。
Our theme for the church for this year is Take Root Downward, Bear Fruit Upward, Isaiah 37, verse 31.
我们今年教会的主题是向下扎根，往上结果。这是以赛亚书37:31的。
And this is the third message about Joshua, but it also relates to Palm Sunday, as we're going to see.
那今天是我们讲的是约书亚记里面第三次讲这个约书亚记，但是也
The first message about Joshua, we learned Joshua, Old Testament Hebrew name, the Lord saves.
我们知道这个约书亚记，我们在第一讲的时候讲到他的名字约书亚实际上是神的拯救。
In the New Testament, the name is Jesus. So Joshua is a type of Jesus. We saw that in our first message.
那在新约中，我们讲到他的名字实际上约书亚跟耶稣是两个名字是一样的。
He is our Savior. He leads us into a new land that we might possess it.
他是我们的拯救，他带领我们去那个新天地。
And then last time we looked at Joshua chapter 1, and God encouraged Joshua, be strong and be courageous.
上一次我们讲到约书亚记的时候，我们讲到神鼓励约书亚要刚强壮胆。
And now in Joshua chapter 2,We're facing fears. How do we face fears?
那今天我们所要讲的是如何面对恐惧。
So Joshua 2:11, we read this here. When we heard it, our hearts were melted in fear, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below.
我们今天读到这一段就是约书亚记第二章第十一节，我们听见了就心里惊怕，没有一人再有勇气在你们面前站立，因为耶和华你们的神是天上也是地上的神。
Let's bow in prayer as we begin today.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, I pray today as we come into your presence that you would cause us to focus our hearts on your word that we might hear your word today.
父神，我们祷告来到你面前，愿意让我们的心思意念都想往你的话语。
I pray for your anointing upon your messenger that you would have the words that would have to be said from your servant would come forth.
愿你用油膏你的仆人，让我口中所说的话是你要我所说的话。
Anoint our ears to hear the word, anoint our hearts to receive it.
让我们有愿意听的耳，让我们愿意接受的心。
Lord, for those who are sickness and weakness of body, we pray your hand be upon them to raise them up.
对那些身体有软弱的，愿意你的手安抚他们。
As this is the beginning of the Passion Week, and we celebrate the last week of the life of Jesus, may our thoughts be on him today.
让我们今天在一起庆祝这一周，那拯救的一周的时候，让我们的心都向往耶和华，向往耶稣。
And may you be glorified, may you be honored, we pray in Jesus' name.
愿你的名字被高举。祷告奉耶稣基督名求。Amen.
So let me ask you this question here. What are your fears?
首先我们要问一个问题，就是什么是恐惧？
There are, you look at this encyclopedia, you look at, there are about 2,000 different kinds of fears.
大概有分类的话大百科全书所有2000多种不同的恐惧。
There are the fear of numbers.
有些人害怕数字。
For example, in America, some people are afraid of the number 13 and they don't want to have anything to do with the number 13.
有些人觉得13是不接力的。
Now, I don't have that problem because I was born on the 13th day.
我没有问题，因为我是第十三日生的。
And I was in Taiwan, and I learned in Taiwan Many people were afraid of the number four. I guess it was a cultural thing. Four was the number that they were afraid of.
我知道在台湾的时候，因为中国文化的谐音，所以大家比较害怕那个四字。
I remember sometimes going up the elevator, third floor, fifth floor, they would skip the fourth floor.
我看到有些电梯它没有四楼。
I don't know what your fears are today. Some people are afraid of snakes and spiders.
我不知道你们是害怕什么，有些人害怕蛇或者蜘蛛。
I saw some of you shaking just then.
我看到有些人看到这些就会身体发抖。
Some of you might be afraid of heights, and some are afraid of closed spaces.
有些人害怕高，有些人害怕这个在空间里面有一个狭窄的空间。
3 years ago, I took a group of students and we went to Shanghai. And one of the last places we visited on that trip was the Oriental Tower in Shanghai. And you walk out onto that, and there's a glass floor, and you're looking down over the city of Shanghai.
3年前，我带一些学生去上海，我们去东方明珠。它那个有个球，它这个地上是玻璃做的，你在玻璃上下面可以朝下看见城市。
Some of the students would lay out on that glass and get their pictures taken, and some of them would just stay as far away as they could.
有些学生胆子大，他们在躺在这个玻璃上，去拍照片。有些就是远离那个地方。
In a place in China, there's a glass bridge that goes across a very high ravine.
在中国现在又造了一个新的玻璃桥，在峡谷，很高的峡谷上面。
I don't know if any of you have been there before, but I've seen pictures of some people just walking across, some people even running across that bridge. It didn't bother them at all.
我不知道你们没有看过这个电视或者照片，有些人他胆子很大，他不怕在上面奔跑或者走。
But then I saw other people were crawling down on their hands and knees, crawling across that bridge.
但我看到有些人就胆子很小，很恐惧，趴在地上是爬过去的。
Whatever your fears may be, and we all face fears, how do we face these fears?
不管你的特别的对什么特别东西有恐惧，但是我们每个人都要面对这个恐惧。
There's even a phobophobia, a fear of acquiring a fear.
甚至有一种病叫恐惧症。
So we are born really with only two innate fears. The fear of loud noises.
实际上我们天生的对只有两种事情会恐惧，一个是我们对大声喧哗会恐惧。
So a baby will be afraid of a loud noise. A small child will be afraid of a loud noise. And the second fear is a fear of falling. So as the child learns to walk, there's a fear of falling.
所以比方小孩子他会对大的声音会感到恐惧害怕，还有一个担心就是摔倒，那小孩子对那摔倒也会感到害怕。
I never got over that fear of falling. We took several groups going to Snow Creek to learn how to ski.
那我带一些朋友一起去 Snow Creek 去学怎么样滑雪。
Now I learned to ski when I was young, but that's a steeper hill than I'm used to, and I'm not very good skier. So I was afraid. I knew I would fall several times.
我不是一个很好的滑雪者，但 Snow Creek 的时候，我看到那个滑雪的雪道非常陡。
But there are people that maybe are afraid of failures.
但我知道也有些人对恐惧就是失败的也有恐惧。
So they won't do anything because they're afraid they're going to fail.
有些人害怕会失败。
But we all face fears.
但是我们每个人不同的人，我们都要面对恐惧。
As you think about this, that means that every other fear is learned, and that means that every other fear can also be unlearned.
所以除了那两种天生来的恐惧以外，所有其他的恐惧都是你后天学到的。既然是后天学到，实际上意味这些都是可以被战胜的。
So the key question here is, how are you facing your fears?
所以问题是你怎么样面对这个恐惧。
The only God-ordained fear is the fear of God.
所以唯一受神命定的恐惧就是对神的敬畏。
If we fear God, have an awe of God, then we don't have to fear anyone or anything else.
若是我们对神敬畏, 那么我们就不必害怕世上的任何事情。
So unlearning our fears is really, it's really a process of learning to trust God more and more.
实际上最好的让我们忘记恐惧的方法就是让我们如何学习更多的信靠神。
So our main idea here today is fear not the giants. However, whatever your fear may be, it appears like a giant, but fear God.
所以我们今天要学习的是不是要害怕那个巨人,而是要敬畏神。
Oswald Chambers put it this way, when you fear God, you fear nothing else.
当那个Oswald他写的这段话就是若是你们敬畏神, 那我们就不会害怕任何其他的事情。
And in our story today, we see Rahab, and she speaks here, when we heard of it, our hearts melted in fear, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below.
今天我们学拉哈的故事，我们就是说，当我们他讲的就是当我们听见这个事情的时候，他们心里都恐惧害怕。 因为他们都没有胆量在这些人的面前站立，因为这个神，他们的神，是天上地下的神。
I want you to look at this map, if you would, with me. The Exodus journey. It says the children of Israel flee from Egypt to Canaan.
这张地图写的是出埃及记的时候，那一些以色列人怎么样从离开埃及去迦南。
And as they leave Egypt there, if they use the GPS, Global Positioning System, what's the closest, what's the shortest route to Canaan?
若是他们用像我们今天的地球定位系统的话, 我们就很容易发现怎么样去那边迦南地是最近的路。
So if they left here, Egypt, they would have gone this way to the Philistines. This was the shortest route to Canaan.
所以他们若是沿着这条路走，经过腓利斯人的地，他们就可以去迦南地。
But what they use, what we all need to use, is another GPS. It's called God's Positional System.
但是他们所用的并不是地球定位系统，而是用神的定位系统。
And here we see why they took the longer route. It tells us here in Exodus 13 and verse 17, when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt.
我们就在这段经文里，出埃及记13章17节，我们就学到为什么他们不是走那条路。 因为法老让他们离去的时候，腓利斯人地的路虽然近，神却不领那边走，因为神说恐怕百姓遇见打仗就后悔，要回埃及去。So,
the fear of a battle, the fear of conflict, God did not want them to face that fear yet.
神并不愿意他的百姓在那个情况下，马上去面对这个打仗这样的光景。
So instead they came here to the Red Sea, and the first test here, the testing that they, as they went to the Red Sea, and was a testing of their fears.
所以第一次他们是要经过红海，这经过红海就是要让试炼他们的信心。
So in Exodus 14:13, we read this, Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today.
所以14章13节就说，不要惧怕，只管站住，看耶和华今天向你们要施行的救恩。So
here were the Israelites. They were facing the Red Sea. In front of them was the water. Behind them was the Egyptian army coming after them with their chariots.
以色列人来到红海边的时候，他们的面前是红海，背后是埃及的追兵。
And they were, their knees were shaking. They were afraid. They were between a Red Sea and the army. What would happen to them? They're fearful.
前面面对是红海，后面是面对追兵啊，那有以色列人非常的害怕。
Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see God's deliverance.
神对他们说，不要惧怕，只管站住，要看神所对他们施行的救恩。
Don't fear the Egyptian army. Fear God.
不要害怕埃及的军队，而是要敬畏神。
So God divided the Red Sea, and they crossed over, and as they came into this wilderness, they also would learn how to trust God as they faced different fears.
所以神就分开了红海，让他们去那旷野。
They came to the wilderness. Where would they find food to eat? It wasn't soon before they were fearful that they would starve to death in the wilderness.
来到旷野之后，他们又面临一个问题，就是他们就担心担忧自己没有吃的，会被饿死。
And they learned then to fear God, to trust God for their daily provisions. God gave them manna.
所以神赐给他们玛纳，让他们继续能够生存。
Maybe you're afraid today. How is God going to provide for me? How am I going to pay my bills? Whatever that fear may be, God gave them manna every day for 40 years while they were in the wilderness.
也许你今天也可能面临这样的境况，不知道我们如何去面对你财务上的困难，但我们知道神对那以色列人他赐给他们40年的玛纳。
So they learned to trust God. They asked for meat to eat, and then God for one whole month He promised them they would have meat to eat.
然后他们要吃肉，然后要求神给他们。
Could they trust God for that? There was no McDonald's in the wilderness.
他们能不能信神？因为那地方是没有麦当劳的。
God used quail.For a whole month, God gave them quail, meat to eat for a whole month.
所以神给了他们一个月的鹌鹑吃。
Where are we going to find water to drink?
在哪儿去可以喝水呢？
He turned the bitter water into sweet water, and then he told Moses to hit the rock, and water came out of the rock. They learned to trust God for all their needs.
所以他神又行他的神迹，把那个苦水变成甜水，他要摩西用这个杖击打那个磐石。
So in a short time, as they went through the wilderness, they came up here to Kadesh Barnea, and they looked into the promised land.
所以在那一段时间里，他带领他们就是在旷野里走到那地方。
And so here it was, they faced the giants.
在那边他们面对了巨人。
Fear not the giants.
不要害怕巨人。
In the New Testament, there's a word called phobos, from which we get the English word phobia or fear.
在新约里面有个词叫 phobos, 它的意思就是害怕。
Fear, fright, alarm, but this word also means awe.
它这个词既代表了害怕、恐惧、惊慌，但也是敬畏的意思。
So in this sense, fear can also, phobias,can be a negative quality and something not to be pursued in the life of a believer.
所以这个字的本意上讲是一个消极的东西，所以是我们信徒当中生活不希望的，不追求的。
So when he came to this place here, from each tribe they were to pick up, God picked a person. So 12 spies were to go into the land and to spy out the land.
在那个地方然后耶和华晓谕摩西说要从每个支派里面选一个，然后打发一个人去做窥探。
So here we have a discovery trip.
所以这边我们有一个探索的旅程。
I don't know about you, but I know a lot of you travel. We all enjoy discovery trips, learning and seeing new things.
我不知道你们怎么样，我知道大家很多弟兄姐妹都喜欢去旅行去探索。
We're hoping to take a trip with the young people to go see the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter.
所以我们像这个暑假，我们想带一些年轻人去这个肯塔基的地方去看方舟，去看那个创造的博物馆。
So here we see Numbers 13. The Lord said to Moses, send some men to explore the land of Canaan, and which I am giving to the Israelites. And from each ancestral tribe, send one of its leaders. So at the Lord's command, Moses sent them out.
所以民数记十三章里面，我们就看到耶和华晓谕摩西，他说你们要打发人去窥探那所赐给你们的迦南美地，你们要每个支派都要打发一个人去。
So as they made this discovery trip, he also told them what they were to look for.
所以他又特别晓谕他们怎么样去看，怎么样去探看那个地方。
And so, this discovery trip, these were the things they were to look for. We see here in chapter 13, when Moses sent them to explore Canaan, he said, go up through the Negev, and that's the south area, into the hill country, and see what the land is like, and whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many.
所以他特别告诫他们要去的时候，你们要从山地上过去看那个地形如何，也要看那个民是强是弱，是多是少，是少。
So what are the people like, and then what kind of land do they live in? Is it good or bad? What kind of towns do they live in? Are they unwalled, or are they fortified, or are they walled? And how is the soil? Is it fertile or poor? And are there trees in it or not?
住的地是好是歹，那住的房营盘是否是坚城，那土地是否肥美有没有树木。
So they had here a discovery test. They were to look for all these things. And then he says to them, do your best to bring back some of the fruit of the land. And so at the end of 40 days, they return from exploring the land.
又告诫他们要放开胆量，把那地的果子带一些过来，过40天，他们窥探那地才回来。
Now this number 40 is very interesting in the Bible. Many times you see this number 40 and it speaks of testing.
这个40是一个很奇妙的字，在圣经中提到过好多次，好像每次讲40的时候都跟那个试炼关系在一起。
And so God was testing them. Would they fear God or would they fear what they would see?
神要试炼他们的是，他们是敬畏神呢，还是害怕那地的人。
We know that Jesus was 40 days in the wilderness. We see this number 40 many times in the Bible.
我们也看到在新约中耶稣被试炼40天。
And so they came back, and they came back with, first of all, a faithful report. Give the facts, but focus on God.
他们回来之后就有一个信实的报告，他们有一个有关事实的报告。
So this is what they told Moses and the people as they returned, these 12 spies, and they reported to them, to the whole assembly, and showed them, here's the fruit of the land. And they gave Moses this account, we went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit.
他们回来之后，他把这个实际情况报告了摩西跟以色列的会众，他们也把那地的果实带给他们看。告诉摩西那是牛奶与蜜之地。
And they were amazed at all the huge fruit that they brought back, and they were amazed at what they found there in that land.
他们都很惊奇，那个牛奶与蜜这个地方以及那个果实，当地产的果实。
A few minutes we're going to see, but there was also a fearful report. Those who were focused on the fears.
但是我们同时也看到那个报告也有害怕的一面。
So secondly, we see another faithful report, Caleb. And he silenced the people before Moses. We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. God is leading us, that this is God's will.
当听到有人那个害怕的报告之后，迦勒就在摩西面前安抚百姓说，我们要上去吧，我们足能得胜。
So as he reminded of this faithful report from Caleb, God, we need only to fear God. We can go into this land.
迦勒的报告就是说，我们所要敬畏的只是神，我们可以得到那个地。
Probably some of you have been to Yellowstone Park. I had opportunity several years ago to go to Yellowstone Park. And of course, Yellowstone Park, there is what's called O Faithful.
也许你们当中有些人去过黄石公园，黄石公园当中有一个老钟石喷泉。
Now, Yellowstone Park has many geysers, these hot waters that spring up in the air. These geysers, there are many of them in Yellowstone Park.
黄石公园有许多的这样的喷泉。
But there's only one, you can count on it regularly, it's called Old Faithful, because every, an hour or so, it spurts up into the air.
那唯有这个老钟石，它是几乎是每个小时它都会喷出来。
It's kind of like our, fears that come unexpectedly. You know, all these geysers go off, you never know when. You might be somewhere and a geyser goes off near you and wow, you get sprayed with hot water.
好像我们的害怕，我们有的时候无法控制，我们不知道什么时候我们还会害怕。
But this Old Faithful, everybody knows, it gathers around there so they can see when it's going to go off.
那个老钟石喷泉，大部分人围在那边都能够在比较准时的时候看到它喷发。
And so, I think about this, I think about the fear of God. We see God's glory, we see God's power and His presence, and that's something to be awe and to worship and to fear, just like you would view this Old Faithful.
当我看到这个时候，我想，我能联想到就是我们对神的敬畏，就像我们能够看到这个老钟石喷泉一样，我们总是能够有一个时间可以敬畏他。
And then we see another faithful report, not only Caleb, but Joshua. And he spoke that among those that explored the land, he tore his clothes, he said to the entire Israelite assembly, the land we passed through and explored, it's exceedingly good. And notice, if the Lord is pleased with us, He will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and He will give it to us.
我们看到那个探子当中还有一个就是嫩的儿子约书亚，他撕裂衣服对以色列会众说，我们所探之地是极美之地，若耶和华喜悦我们，他必将带领我们进入那地，把地赐给我们。
So here's a faithful report from Joshua. He reminds them, only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, becauseWe will devour them, and their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them.
约书亚在提醒以色列会众说，我们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物，并且逼引他们呢已经离开他们。耶和华与我们同在，我们不要怕他们。
So which report are you going to listen to? Because there was another report that came.
那你们要听哪一个报告呢?
There's a fearful report. They gave the facts, yes, but they focused on their fears. This is what we're afraid of.
那我们来看一下那个另一部分人他所报告，他的报告是一个恐惧的报告，虽然惧怕的报告，虽然他们也说的也是事实。但他们的关注的地方是一个恐惧。
We see these words, but the people who live there are powerful. That's true.
我们可以看到他讲到那当地的民众非常的强壮。
The cities are fortified and very large. They have huge walls around the city. They were looking at Jericho, remember?
城墙也非常的坚固。
And we're going to look at in the weeks ahead, we're going to look at what happens to Jericho.
就像我们看到那耶利哥的城墙是非常的强壮。
And they even saw some descendants of Achah there, Anak.
我们也看到那亚纳族的人。
And they go on to describe another fearful report gives a description here. But the men who had gone up with them said, we can't attack those people, they're stronger than we are.And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land that they had explored.
所以那些人就是那些探子就讲，我们不可以攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。
And they even added to that, all the people we saw there were a great size. They were giants.
他们都是伟人，我们所看到那些都是高大的人。
So probably from what we understand of these people there, they were over 7 foot tall. Many of them were over 7 foot tall. They were known. We saw the Nephilim there. They were descendants of Anak.
所以他们是亚纳族人, 他们都7尺以上的高, 他们非常的高大。
And we all seem like grasshoppers in their eyes. We look the same to them as grasshoppers. We're nothing but grasshoppers.
他们看我们就像我们看蚂蚱一样。
How big they made their fears.
所以他们把这个害怕就是, 非常的扩大。
In fact, they kept making it bigger and bigger. Finally, the fearful report said this. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt? Wouldn't it be better, they said to each other, that we should choose a leader to take us back to Egypt?
所以他们惧怕到这样一个地步, 他说, 还不如我们, 再另一个首领, 带我们回去埃及吧。
Let's run instead of going into the land that God has promised to us.
让我们逃跑吧。
And then we see a final report. A final report here is that gives us the consequences.
然后后来我们看到那个最后的报告，它给出我们这样的结果。
You can fear God or you can fear other things that are around you. And here are the consequences.
你可以敬畏神，你也可以害怕世上的一切的东西。 那这个就是结果。
So for 40 years, God said, 1 year for each of the 40 days that you explored the land, you will suffer for your sins and know what it's like to have me against you.
所以神说啊, 你们窥探那地的40日, 一年顶一日, 你们要担当罪孽40年。
You should have feared God, you should have trusted God, but because you didn't, 40 years, they would wander in that desert, in that wilderness.
你本应敬畏神, 您本应相信神, 结果你们害怕, 所以, 要让你们在旷野中, 走40年。
God had promised to be with them, but when they decided not to trust God, God would be against them.
神, 应许说他与他们同在, 当他们, 转向, 悖逆神的时候, 神又给他们这样的惩罚。
And so we see that these men who were responsible for spreading this bad report, this fearful report, were struck down and died of a plague before the Lord.
你看到那一些, 探子, 他们这样的, 传播这样的话语, 最后都受到死亡。
So only Joshua and Caleb, who gave the faithful report, would enter into the land because they feared God and trusted God.
只有约书亚跟加勒他们因他们信靠神，他们依然存活。
Now I can choose to fear God, or I can choose to give in to my fears.
我们可以选择不同的路，我们可以选择敬畏神，我们也可以选择做恐惧的奴仆。
But remember this, there are consequences.
但记得我们不同的选择就有不同的后果。
So the result of that, for 40 years, they wandered through that wilderness
我们看到,
until that generation died.
我们看到, 他们, 以色列人所有付出的代价有40年在旷野中。
So they come again to the land of Canaan, and this time Joshua has a new discovery trip.
他们这一次来到这个地方，这是有个新的探索。约书亚这有个新的计划。
So Joshua the son of Nun secretly sent 2 spies from Shittim and looked over the land. And he said, "Look especially at Jericho."
这一次约书亚派了两个探子，叫他们去特别的探查耶利哥。
Now you do the math. Last time there were 12 spies, but 10 of them were fearful, gave fearful reports, or only 2 faithful reports. So this time Joshua just sends 2 spies into the land.
你们可以脑子里做一下算数，因为上一次有12个人去，结果10个人是 被受惩罚，所以这次他就 只送了两个人去。
But not just see the land, but especially look at this city of Jericho, because God has a plan and need to look at this Jericho.
不是单单看那个全地，而是要特别的看耶利哥。
So I want you to think about this. What are some of the giants that you are afraid of?What are some of the things that you're afraid in the future or coming this week or coming to you even today that you're afraid of?
所以我想大家这个东西可以应用在自己身上。你们想一下你害怕什么样的巨人，你是不是身上有特别样这样的恐惧。
Face your many fears, but focus on one fear at a time. But remember, the key is fear God. We can overcome it by...Trusting and fearing God.
当你面对恐惧的时候，求你，你应该选择就一个一个的对付这样的恐惧。最主要的是要信靠神来克服它。
1 John 4:18, I want you to pay attention to this verse. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear.
约翰一书四章十八节讲爱你没有惧怕，爱己完全就把惧怕出去。
God's love drives out those fears.
所以神的爱就把那个惧怕赶走。
Now this might be helpful to us. Fear has two meanings.
那害怕实际上有两种意思。
Take the spelling F-E-A-R. Forget everything and run.That's one meaning of fear.
F-E-A-R 这四个字，你讲四个词，实际上就是忘记一切，逃跑。
Or the other way to spell fear, face everything and rise. Trusting God.
还有一种解释的方法，就是当你面对这样的情况，你能够站立起来。
So the choice is yours.Are you going to forget everything and run? Or are you going to face everything and rise and trust in God?
所以你有两个选择，或者你就面对这个问题的时候你就逃跑，或者你就面对，勇于面对这个问题而站起来，相信神。
Fear God is what the key is. And the Old Testament, the Hebrew word here means both a sense of terror,And a sense of awe and worship.
所以在旧约希伯来这个词意味着既有恐惧感也有敬畏感，也崇拜感。
So it's translated here to be afraid, to fear, but also it's translated worship, be in awe of God.
所以你可既可以翻译为害怕和惧怕，你也可以翻译为一个敬畏和敬拜。
Deuteronomy chapter 10, and now Israel.What does the Lord your God ask of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to Him, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I have given you today for your own good.
你就像《生命记》中所讲，以色列，现在耶和华你的神要你，要向你所要的什么，只要敬畏耶和华你的神。遵循他的道，爱他，尽心尽性的侍奉他，遵守他的诫命律例，这就是我今日所吩咐你，为的要你得福。
What does God ask of us? To fear Him, to be in awe of Him.
神要我们的，就是要我们敬畏耶和华。
And here we get an example of a person who feared God, and her name is Rahab. She's not even a Jew. She's not even Israelite.She's a woman there in Canaan.
这边他有一个例子，就是他是怎么样这个敬畏神的。我们看到这个拉合，他虽然他甚至不是有以色列人，他就是迦南人。
We look at her background. Yes, she had an immoral background. They entered into the house, the spies did, of a prostitute named Rahab. And we need to understand that.That word prostitute is also a word can be translated innkeeper. So she was the manager of the Holiday Inn, but she maybe had a little business on the side.
所以这个拉合她是翻译成做妓女。 但在妓女这个词在古时候实际上还可以翻译成是这个管理这个旅馆的。所以这个旅，她实际上她管了这个旅馆，可能边上还有一些其他的事情。We
see also that she was not exactly truthful, in some ways untruthful. She had taken the two spies and hidden them, and then she didn't tell the truth about it. That she had hidden them.
所以她说话也不是很真实的。
But I want you to see, God can take us from wherever we are and give us a new heart.
我们所通过她的例子所看到的是，不管我们在怎样的光景底下，神都可以这个转变的工作。
I want you to see her confession of faith.
我们大家这边要看到她是怎么样是告白神的。
I know the Lord has given you this land. She's telling these two spies, I know this, that God is, and the fear of you has come to the people here in the land, in the country. We're all melting with fear because of you.
她的信仰告白就是她说，我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们了，因为你们的缘故，我们都惊慌，这地的居民在你们面前都惊怕。
And so we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of Red Sea. We heard what happened at the Red Sea.
我们听见你们那个时候是怎么样过红海的故事。
How you came out of Egypt and God destroyed the army of Egypt.
我们也听说怎么样神帮助你们，神怎么样子把那个埃及的军队打败。
What you did this, these two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, and they were completely destroyed. We've heard all this, and our hearts have melted in fear, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For we know the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth beneath.
我们听见这个故事，我们就心里惊怕，因为你们的缘故，我们没有胆勇气在你们面前站立。耶和华你们的神是天上地下的神。
God wanted these spies to hear the confession of Rahab, who feared God.
神要那些探子听拉合的信仰的告白。
And then Rahab's kindness, that she would show kindness to these two spies and then ask in return that they would show kindness to her and her family.
神也要他们看到那拉合的善良，所以这个他在这边他们恩待这些探子，他也要那些探子反过来要恩待他们家。
And then the king was looking for them, and so she let them out. Her house was on the wall of the city, let them down by the wall.
当耶利哥的王要来追他们的时候，拉合就把这两个探子从城墙上放下去。
But because of her faith, her confession of faith, that she feared and trusted God, she also tied a scarlet cord in the window so it could be seen from outside the wall, the red cord.
因为她特别的敬畏神，所以她也在她的要拯救他们，要在她的窗户外绑了这个红的绳子。
And this was the sign that they would destroy the city of Jericho, but where they saw the red cord hanging out the window of the wall of Jericho, they would save anyone who was inside that home.
当那个朱红绳子接在这个窗户的时候，当那个耶利哥城被毁灭的时候，这个房子就被拯救下来，这就救下来。
So Rahab receives the victory. The Lord has surely given the whole land into your hands, and all the people are melting in fear because of us.
那拉合的胜利就是，耶和华果然把那个全地交给他们的，交给犹太人的手中，那地的居民在他们的面前都惊怕。You
follow the red thread of salvation throughout Scripture.
若是你沿着那个以色列人被拯救的红线。
The red, as they put the blood of the lamb upon the side of the doorpost and the top of the doorpost in the Passover, you see the red there.
你看到那个羔羊的血被洒在门框上。
And so the many sacrifices that were given in the Old Testament all point to the Lamb of God, our Savior, who brings us salvation.
你看到那个祭祀的时候，我们用的那个羔羊的血，都指向我们的拯救。
So let us ask this question: What do you fear most from God about God?
那让我们所要问的问题就是：你害怕神什么呢？
Fear His power, fear His presence as He is with us, fear His punishment or His discipline.
你是害怕他的能力吗？是害怕他的惩罚吗？
What are you trusting God for today? Are you trusting Him for salvation? Are you trusting Him for victory?
那你怎么信任他什么呢？你是信任他的救赎，信任他的胜利吗？
So as we think about fearing many fears we might have, fearing the giants, fearing men, fearing whatever, or fearing God.
我们就这边讲到的许多的惧怕。
There are 365 commands in the Bible, fear not, or be not afraid.
在圣经当中有365条的命令是关于不要怕，不要害怕。
God knows our hearts, how easily we are afraid of things.
神知道我们的心，我们是非常容易的惧怕各样的事情。
Even in the first time we find this fear in Genesis 15, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, and he said to him, Do not be afraid, Abram, I am your shield.
但亚伯兰的也在创世纪当中，他有异象的时候就讲到，耶和华就对他讲，亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌。
We don't need to be afraid of these things, the giants, or whatever it might be, but we need to remember that God is our shield, that we would trust Him.
我们不必害怕这样的巨人，但我们要相信神是我们的盾牌。
This generation, it could be said that there's no fear of God before their eyes, Romans chapter 3 tells us.
他们的眼中不怕神。
And so, we need to learn from Rahab how to fear God.
我们要从拉合的故事当中学会我们怎么样的敬畏神。
This verse reminds us here, the fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe.
箴言这一段经文提醒我们，惧怕人的陷落网罗，唯有依靠耶和华的必得安稳。
I don't know what you're afraid of today, what the giants are that you're afraid of. Afraid of man, afraid of snakes, afraid of whatever it might be. That could be a trap to you, that could be a snare to you. But remember this, that to trust in the Lord is what keeps us safe.
我不知道你们今天所面对的这个害怕的巨人是什么，是蛇，是蛇，是这个还是人，但是不管怎么样，他这害怕是一个网罗，所以我们都要记住的是依靠耶和华，他是我们的依靠，必得安稳。
So today we honor what's called Palm Sunday, when Jesus entered into Jerusalem.
我们今天所纪念这个中里夜节，我们纪念耶稣进入耶路撒冷。
And Jesus had told his disciples several times that he would suffer many things and that he would rise again.
他告诉他们的门徒，他要受各样的苦难，然后他必复活。
And you think about that first day of the Passion Week, as he enters into Jerusalem, there could have been many fears that he would have had.
但我们可以想象，他那个时候有可能面对各样的害怕。
And as he came into that city, I think there's a good picture for us here.
当我们看到他进城的时候，这是一个什么样的光景？
The people took off their coats and they spread them out in front of the Jesus as he entered that city.
众人把衣服脱下，铺在地上，让他进城。
As he took off this coat, they submitted to the Lord. It's like taking off our fears and trusting God.
这个行动好像有一件像我们，就是说把我们的 恐惧的衣服脱下，让我们来向信靠神。
And then they took their branches and they spread those palm branches in front of him.
他们也把这个棕榈的树枝放在地上。
And they were showing their trust. He is the true vine, as he said, and we are the branches. And here we are in submission to you.
所以他们要顺服这个在真神的面前，说他是真葡萄树，我们只是他的枝子。
So let the clothes be our fears, let our branches be our trust in Him, trusting in God.
愿意我们的恐惧，愿意我们的把我们都顺服在他的面前。
With clothes and prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, I thank you that you have set before us a choice.
父神，感谢你让我们有这样的选择。
We can beovercome by our fears.
我们或是克服我们的恐惧。
Or we can overcome fears with the fear of God.
或是我们敬畏我们的神。
Lord, I pray that you would help us to take off those fears and lay them at your feet.
求你让我们把我们的恐惧脱下，放在你的脚前。
Help us then to remember that you are the vine, that we trust in you, and we are abiding in you, and that we are the branches, and we lay those that trust at you.
让我们都成为你那葡萄树上的枝子，让我们把我们的信靠放在你身上。
Lord, help us to fear you, to worship you, to be in awe of you, and to trust you every day.
让我们敬畏你，让我们过每天都信靠你的生活。
We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。